A segment we were talking about our trip to South Beach last night. When you go to South Beach, you always run into some wackos. Last night we ran into one of the strangest characters we have ever run into on any road trip. Gordo, his name was Hala?
Hala. Then that was, I don't know if you know this, Craig, but that was a nickname that he had. And I soon found out why he had that nickname, because he just screamed every time you talked to him. He was just such a loud talker. And it was easy to recognize that you needed to interview this guy, because he's wearing a denim miniskirt that was pulled up above his process.
Showing half his butt cheeks.
Yeah. And he was wearing, the top was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit, and he's wearing blue eyeshadow, and he's got facial tattoos. He's a white dude. If you want to see what he looks like, go to my Twitter feed, because I posted two pictures of him with Giorgio. And one of them, he's got his leg wrapped around you, so I guarantee you his junk had to be resting on your thigh.
I don't know, but he kept rubbing his leg up and down, and you were taking so long to take the picture.
I kept claiming I was having problems with my camera, just where he would be have to be draped over you for as long as possible.
And
did
he
smell?
Yeah. He didn't smell very good, and his breath was like a horse's. And I first noticed
his teeth, it was all rotted out.
Yeah.
His teeth looked like they were all sharpened to, like, points.
And I noticed him because he was stopped in front of traffic on South Beach, dancing in front of a car, showing him that he's got some pretty good moves.
Yeah, he's not bad. So take a listen at this exclusive interview with the artist known as Hala.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
We're with the radio station, KTCK in Dallas.
Huh?
We're with the radio station KTCK in Dallas.
Ah, cool, Dallas.
Yeah, do you live around here?
I live in downtown Miami.
Downtown Miami. Now, describe the outfit you're wearing. You're wearing short. You're wearing a denim miniskirt.
Yes, and I'm wearing a Dallas Cowboy cheerleading top, as you can tell.
Yeah?
I'm a Dallas cheerleader from Dallas, Texas. I was really born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh.
Then after I turned like 13, 14, maybe 16, I'd say, I moved to Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas. I became a cheerleader for Dallas because they seen how I could dance. They seen my dance moves on the internet. They watched me in music videos.
How old are you?
I am 32.
What's your name?
My name is Charles Easter, but they call me Lady Gaga.
Who calls you that?
The ladies.
Are you successful with the ladies?
I'm very successful.
I know she didn't add the phrase with the ladies.
Yeah, I'm definitely successful with all the ladies out here.
Now you look, you're also wearing lots of blue eyeshadow.
Yes.
And I noticed you have some facial tattoos.
Yes.
Could you describe them for me?
Yes. The Hala tattoo is like...
All the way across your forehead it says Hala.
Yeah.
That's a misspelling.
Yes, it's H-O-L-L-A. And the reason I got that because girls make me, girls say I make them holler. And someone betted me I wouldn't get it done. They betted me $8,400. I'm going to get it hollered across the tattoo on my forehead. I got 954. That's
up under your left eye.
Yeah. That's represent Broward County. I'm supposed to get 305, which represents State County.
Well, why do you feel like the counties aren't represented well enough without the tattoos?
I think every county should be represented to the fullest extent, because every county is, I mean, people love traveling, people love to eat it, you know, different states like Texas, Miami, Indiana, Chicago, New York, Philly, Jersey.
Yeah, I think, yes, but...
As you can see, I got a tramp stamp on my back.
Oh, you do? Yeah, it says what now?
IBetYouWon't.com.
IBetYouWon't.com?
Yes.
What is that? It's a tramp stamp across your... And you have somewhat ample love handles. You're not afraid to be a woman of girth.
Yes, exactly. And I also got a tattoo on my chest. Oh,
don't pull down your top.
I'm not. IBetYouWon't.com. Also a tattoo across my chest. It can see the used collar, but on my back it's black and white. But on my chest, the used collar.
Mm-hmm. And dressed like this, when was the last time you have had sexual intercourse?
I have sexual intercourse every single night with 20 to 30 different ladies a night.
Oh, my.
I do, and matter of fact, there's different hotels. Exactly. I've had sex at Holiday Inn, Hampton Inn, Colony Hotel, Breakwater, Clevelander, you know, and all that good stuff.
And what about men? Do you go that way? And what religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
Oh. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Hey, you got me a tip?
A tip?
Yep.
Yeah, plant your corn early.
Aha, funny.
What?
A tip. A tip.
Oh, you mean like money?
Yeah, tip. That's my money guy
right there. Oh, there we go. Here, give Hala something here. Hala. See the...
Your name is Hala?
Well, my name is Holla, but my name is real name is Charles Easter, but people call me Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you give him a tip, George?
I really don't have any cash, unfortunately. Yeah.
George disapproves of your lifestyle.
No, I don't. Whatever your lifestyle is, man, that's fine with me. It's all good.
It's pretty awkward right now, George. You need to give him a tip.
Look, what do you want me to do, give him my credit card?
Would you take credit card?
He can go to ATM.
What?
ATM?
I think he said ATM.
Oh. Craig?
Did he steal it from a cowboy cheerleader?
I'm a cowboy cheerleader, and I have been for years.
Here, let's get our picture together,
okay.
And I'll give you a tip. I don't know about the arm around each other, but all right, well. You ready? I should have waited until he was ready before we did the arm around each other. All right, smile, Hala.
He smiles, and there's all these teeth everywhere.
Thank you, Hala.
Very good.
Hold on.
Way to go, Hala.
Is this going to be on the radio station in Texas?
Yeah.
It will.
How do you spell Hala?
H-O-L-L-A.
There you go.
It's on your forehead.
How about that 10?
A 10's got to get me home.
Oh, I understand that.
Yep.
So when you going back to Texas?
You know, you wouldn't yell if you took the headphones off. All right.
So what radio station you said it was in Texas?
It's a radio station that emphasizes, like we advertise a lot of dental places. Familiar?
Yeah.
No okay. Way. All right, thanks.
Maybe you can advertise my website.
What?
Maybe you can advertise my website.
Can you repeat that louder?
Maybe you can advertise my website.
And what website is that?
IBetYouWon't.com.
I think you already said that like 20 times, so yes, I think we advertise it. Is it like an adult site?
No, it's got videos of me dancing in a bikini running around me. It's got videos of me getting the tattoos. It's got videos of me recruiting people, you know, hiring people to, you know, work for me. And it's got...
Okay, is there any way that he has people that work for him?
No.
No.
Now, George, you found his website, though?
Yeah, IBetYouWon't.com. I bet, and then the letter U, won't.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, there's some great pictures of Hala on the beach and great poses doing a handstand with a bunch of guys behind him. It's the craziest thing.
And I think he's about to start singing.
And it's got, as soon as you go on the website, it's got my face on a Benjamin with the shoe right here. It's got like a $100 bill. It's got this shoe.
Well, I can just go to it and see all this,
yeah,
right? You don't have to describe everything to me. I was just looking for kind of just a broad brush stroke.
Yeah.
It sounds like you make a lot of money on it.
I do. And if this is on, I like to get my number out because for the civil fact, I perform at birthday parties. I perform at
kids' parties.
Kids, Memorial Day birthday parties, weddings, and
okay, is that a good idea?
No.
No, your kids' birthday party, Hala come up.
Your wedding? He said weddings.
Memorial Day. What better way to honor
America?
Yeah.
Be a big man.
Uh oh, hold on a second. Hold on, I got ahead of myself there.
Because for the simple fact, I perform at birthday parties. I perform at
kids' parties.
Kids, Memorial Day, birthday parties, weddings, anniversaries, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, 4th of July.
All right, what's your number?
My number is 786-8.
All right, should we publish his number? He wants us to.
He knows he's on the air.
Yes.
I know, but P1s can't handle it. They're going to call him at all.
I don't think it's going to bother Hala.
He runs a business.
He's not affected by anything.
Okay.
I don't think his phone ringing off the hook is going
to... Okay, but isn't that our tip to him, is that, you know, you give him this free advertising?
Yes.
He wants people to call him.
He wants people to call him.
His website's going to crash. He's going to get a lot of business there.
He's probably got his number on his website.
No, I don't see it.
Well, you guys make the call. I'm on the fence, 50-50.
I'm on the fence, too, because I don't know if we want people... We can't control what people are going to say to him.
And how many people are actually going to hire him to do a party?
None.
They versus just call prank calling.
They just want to prank him. So, yeah, I don't give it. We don't want to prank him.
All right.
Oops, sorry.
Hold on.
277.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and you don't mind people calling you?
I don't mind people calling me. And my Facebook page is Facebook.com. My sign-in name is Charles Easter 90. Charles Easter.
You're trying to get people to access your account?
No. I want people to look on my Facebook.
Okay, gotcha.
But my Facebook,
my eardrums are bleeding right now, Charles.
Yeah. My Facebook page is...
Sing us a song?
Sure, hang on.
All right. You don't need to turn on the music. I can't hear that.
It's a big bang and resistance. I'll be okay and just dance, 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 and just dance.
You mind giving George a hug?
No, it's okay.
Give George a hug.
No.
Come on, George. There you go.
All right, okay.
Yay!
Yay! Best
having
friend.
A good time.
Okay, now based on his singing right there, how many P1s want to hire him now?
Zero.
That wasn't bad. That was Just Dance, right, by Lady Gaga?
Let's listen to those lyrics one more time.
Dance, I'll be a big and just dance. I'll be okay and just dance, dance, dance.
Yeah, I think he faked it pretty well. I mean,
it sounds better when he's got his band backing him up.
Yeah, of course, his voice is completely drowned out by his headphones, so he thinks he's getting away with it.
Right.
He thinks he's covering it pretty well, his lack of knowledge of the lyrics.
Hey, does he look a little like Phil Collins to you guys?
He looks like somebody.
Or Richard Simmons or I don't know, somebody.
Look at the start of this video. Doesn't that look like Phil Collins?
A little bit.
Well, not the bikini part.
Right, but... I mean the mouth part, yeah.
Some P1 tweeted Morgan. He said, maybe we can hook him up with Alamo Art for a duet. Oh, my gosh. That would be the worst duet ever.
We could get those two together.
Jeremy tweeted, whoa, the description on the radio didn't do that justice after seeing the picture.
By the way, if you want to see a complete collection of pictures of Holla, you can go to the Ticket Facebook page. We've got a... quite a selection of Holla photos up on the Ticket Facebook page.
And I want to promote ahead of time, I've got Holla trying to sing Polka Face. Is it poker or polka?
Poker.
Poker. Poker. Okay. I've got him trying to sing Poker Face, and it is unbelievably bad, and we're going to hear that at 9:15 today.
In addition to having it isolated, can we also try to match it up to see if he... because he was listening at the time.
Why will we waste our time trying to sync his voice up?
It may sound great.
There's no way, Giorgio.
He may bring a new meaning to that song.
Listen how bad he is on this part.
I'll be a big and just dance. I'll be okay and just dance.
Oh, God. That's Holla.
Holla. That is Holla.
Dale Hansen was in a hotel that was having a convention of gay black men.
Right.
He was surrounded by black gays.
Right.
Speaking of Holla, Charles Holla, the guy has videos all over YouTube. If you want to see Holla, you can not only visit our Twitter feeds, my Twitter name is Gordon Keith, all one word, and you can see pictures of Giorgio posing with Holla. Now, the second picture I posted of Holla, you can clearly see the forehead tattoo that says Holla. And I'm here to tell you, Holla didn't get too fancy with his tattoos. He saved a little money by just going with one color. All his tattoos are just kind of a pukish greenish blue.
Yeah.
So you can see Giorgio with Holla. Well, you already heard one song that Holla sang for us. It's called, what was it? Let's
Just Dance.
Just Dance?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I think so.
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can find a little bit of Just Dance for you.
Hey, by the way, we already crashed Holla's website.
I noticed that.
I bet you won't.com. You, the letter, not Y-O-U.
I bet you won't.com.
How does he have a website?
I don't know.
And he's got a lot sponsors of on there.
Yeah.
Are you telling me Holla went to these people as a salesman? And
yeah, he's got to make a sales pitch at some point.
And he actually sold some accounts.
All right, I think this is the first song.
You mind giving George a hug?
Oh, wait, no, we've already done that. Hold on a second. Here's the first song that we played for you earlier today. Very short little snippet, but I thought it was so promising I asked him to sing a second.
Ants, I'll be a great in the resistance. I'll be okay in the resistance. Dance, dance, dance.
Okay. Good Lord, that's enough of that.
His voice does sound like Joe Pesci.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
What's with that?
I gotta go to stop worrying.
All right, here he is singing a Lady Gaga song. Now, we didn't request the actual song. He did this specially for us. He selected this out of his cover song repertoire.
Because it had an ode to Texas in it.
That's right.
Hang on. Since you're from Texas, I got some... Since you're from Texas, I got a song for you.
Okay.
At Take Hope 6, come on.
Okay.
But since you're from Texas, and I represent Texas, this song's for you.
Okay.
Ma-ma-ma-ma. Ma-ma-ma. Ma-ma.
It's a pelvic thrust there.
Ma-ma. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas Bays. People let me do them with me. Look at the vision and the start. And after he's done, he puts them down his heart. Oh, I let him high and be what we got. Oh, I let him high. Oh, give what it got. Cutie pie, gonna make a real life poker face. She ain't got no one, nobody. Cutie pie, look at a real life poker face. She ain't got no one, nobody. I got poker face, my poker face. My poker face, my poker face.
Thank you.
My poker face, well, no more okay. Hard than that will yeah. Be.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks, Charles. Appreciate
why'd you stop
it? Stuff.
Because
good why stuff. Why you want to do that?
You told him good stuff.
I didn't think it was good. I thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Now, one of his nicknames is Lady Gaga, right?
Right.
Well, because I see why.
Such a great cover artist of her work. He sings like he's got a mouthful of mashed potatoes.
I love it when people don't know the lyrics and they just slur their way through these lines, but then they hit poker face.
Yeah,
that's real
that
clear.
Part.
They
yeah.
Know that.
Right.
As if they know the whole song. It's so great because he's listening to it in his iPod, right?
Yeah.
And so he'll pick up on a word every once in a while.
Well, now you say iPod, but he had one of the old CD Walkmans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not
I haven't seen
iPod.
One of those in 15 years.
He substituted the phrase cutie pie with can't read my.
I know.
Can't read my. Can't read my.
But he's been singing cutie pie all these, you know, all this time. Nobody's corrected him. So then after he finishes singing, then it's time for a photo op. Now, we did the gag where Giorgio is posing with him, and Craig and I are taking an awful long time getting focused,
sure.
Getting situated. Meanwhile, he has his leg hiked up around you, so your acorn tips are probably touching.
Charles, appreciate it. Good stuff.
You're welcome. And
you mind giving George a hug?
No, it's okay.
Give George a hug.
No.
Come on, George. There you go.
All right, okay.
Yay!
Yay!
We're having
friends.
A good time.
So is this going to be a little fish in Miami?
You need to take a picture of George.
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Here, let's get the camera set up. Hold on.
Yeah,
here we go.
I need to focus.
Here we go.
Oh, we got her.
Hold
okay.
On.
We got
hold
her.
On a second. Hold on. Hold that picture, Holla. Just hold that picture. Hold on. Here we go.
There we go.
Here we go. Is everybody ready?
Yeah, we've been ready.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold that picture, Holla. And let me get one up close.
No. Okay.
There you go. Smile big, Holla.
We did. We
let's see that mouth.
We're done. Yes, sir.
That's another tip, Bobby.
Yeah. What?
That's another tip.
I don't have any more. You saw I got all my bills. I got to get my 10 to get back home.
Yeah, I know.
I
need to get back home, folks.
All right.
I need to get home.
We'll see you around here, though.
All right, Holla.
Thank you, Holla. Poor guy. He wanted another tip. And Giorgio wouldn't give him one.
I didn't have any cash. I'm going to give him my credit card.
And I truly feel that if you had given him, let's say, an, you know, pretty large tip, 10 bucks, maybe 20 bucks, I think he would have invested that money responsibly.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you. In your earlier interview with Hala at 840, he says he does really well with the ladies. Now, this is the guy who was dressed in a miniskirt, a cowboy cheerleader outfit last night, and all of his videos on his website that's just crashed, he's wearing a bikini. Do you believe that he, when he attempts to procreate, that he is with a woman, or do you believe he's with a man?
I just can't imagine him being straight. But, you know,
yeah,
like he said,
all about the ladies, though.
Like he said in his first interview, you know, he's a pretty strong Christian. I think he's maybe a fundamentalist. So you would think that that he's truthful about the ladies thing. Now, forget the fact that even if due to his Christian beliefs, he doesn't believe homosexuality is an option for him, he sleeps with 30 women a night, according to him.
Right. What kind of woman sleeps with Hala? What kind of woman?
Well, he does a video about Maxim models, so I guess.
Yeah, he does have
models.
A video on YouTube. What is it? How to make love?
Or?
No, it's how to make love to a Maxim model prison style. Now, I haven't watched the video to find out what that means, but I think the only human that will sleep with Hala is another human that looks exactly like Hala. I mean, I just don't. Whether it's man or woman, whoever that individual is, they look like Hala. He's attracted to his own kind, and they will mate and make Hala babies.
Do you have Poker Face back there just so we can match it up? I think he nailed it.
You're going to really do this? What's your deal? Hold on a second. Let me get the beginning of him singing.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, babe.
All right, okay. Jared, do you have it?
Okay, don't fire it off yet.
You just tell me when, Georgia.
Okay. All right.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, babe. Hold them, let them get me raised, babe, and stay with me.
Thank you. There's no doubt that the producer would have pulled him out of the mix.
I don't know. They just made it had another take.
There's no way that he would have survived the final mix of that song.
Hey, somebody is reporting that his website is not his website. That
works for that website?
Yeah, that the people who run the website... Remember he said he got paid $8,400 to get that tattoo on his forehead?
Yeah.
The website owners paid him that to promote his website.
I think there may be something to that. Because there's no way he has... He's not mentally competent enough to put together an outfit, much less a website.
Right. And he got IBetYouWon't.com tattooed on his... That was his tramp stamp, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're paying him...
To do crazy bits.
Yeah.
Which is what we always said we would do if we ever had money. Pay people to do a bunch of crazy stuff. Pay your friends to get one breast implant.
They got their money's worth, too, because the website crashed, right?
Yeah, a lot of people say that he sounds like he's Mushmouth. Some people saying he looks like Wayne Gretzky's older, failed brother. Jeez, and Dion says that If Hala actually lives to 2012, he'll get a 214 tattoo on his face.
All right. Let's hope he lives to 2012.
Yeah, come on.
We want nothing but the best for Hala.
Somebody else asked if Hala has a Lady Gaga cover band named Gaga Theft. We have no idea whether he does or not.
He should.
All right. That is enough, Hala. We have tortured people long enough with our latest toy that we found, our little play pretty, Hala.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, an observation about